Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and our co-host, John, is coming in just a moment. Actually, here he is. One sec. Come on. Hey, John, how's it going?
Okay, James, how are you?
You're still alive! Yes!
Yeah, they didn't nuke us yet.
Not yet. Damn it.
Russia's warming up the missiles as we speak.
Yeah, they're...
They're putting some starter fluid in the carburetors.
Right. They're getting little Jewish kids to write nasty things on them.
Yeah, anyway, right.
I don't know. Where do we start? I'll let you start if you want to.
Start. You're the topic, man. You got the topics.
All right. Topic man.
I kind of got distracted, anyway. So I forgot what our topics were for the this.
Well, here's
this
what I learned in the last few days. I've known about crypto Jews for a while, but I didn't lay the beats to the Zionists with the crypto Jew thing until about 3 days ago. I made a special announcement. Yeah, they're Gentiles, but they're not really Gentiles. They're evil Jews.
And they're lying about it left and right now that the DNA evidence is in, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If they're not a good Jew, they're an evil Jew. And that's all there is to it. I mean, Zionist, Zarian, Ashkenazi, whatever you want to call them, okay? If they kill and murder people, they're fucking evil. So I would call them Jews. And I have a friend who argues that it's not even a religion, it's an ideology or idealism, in which case it's neither ethnic or is it nationalistic or is it any of those things.
Or religious.
It's just a group that believes a certain thing and, it doesn't have much to do with God, but it just sure as hell has a lot to do with hoarding and stealing and murdering and
usually,
I just saw a post
interest
and manipulating and lying and cheating and fucking screwing over everybody.
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
I was just gonna say everybody in the world should become Jewish, then nobody, you know, we'd all live in peace then.
we don't have to kill each other anymore. And it would just be commonplace. Like, everyone would be like, hey, you screwed me. Oh, it's okay. You know, like...
you screwed me, too.
I screwed you. You screwed your wife, too. And, you know, screw the Ten Commandments. Screw Moses and the Bible and all that Talmud crap. It's all just...
Yeah.
It's for show. It's all made up crap.
Who needs that stuff anyway?
Who needs religion? I mean, religion's all a bunch of shit. Religion has started more wars than even
killed
these
more people than anything else.
So bad.
Yeah. Hmm? I said it's killed more people than anything else.
It's killed more people than it's saved.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I'm not sure entirely about, say, Hinduism or Buddhism. Buddhism sounds like a pretty awesome religion.
It's
truth. It's like, you know, the butterfly flaps its wings, and you know, they say stuff that's metaphor or straight up, but it's the truth. And it doesn't matter whose mouth it comes from, but everybody attributes it to this, you know, pudgy guy sitting down with a bald head, and he obviously ate a lot of food.
Well, there's actually, he almost starved himself to death at one point.
Really?
Because of their beliefs. They believed to attain enlightenment, you had to avoid yourself of any kind of material.
Okay.
You know, anything. So that included food. So anyway, the two major points of Buddhism in reality is, number one, there is no deity involved. You know, there's no, make-believe guy floating up in a cloud somewhere in heaven, you know, that everybody's praying to. And number two, the entire religion is solely based on human suffering and the relief of it and dealing with human suffering, which is a really, really cool thing, I believe.
Yeah,
why China is hell bent on occupying Tibet and all of that, because you know they're really onto something with that, and the powers that be can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, that's the reason behind their occupation of Tibet, which is they're all peace loving Buddhists. Why lock them down?
The socialist Chinese communist ruling class assholes are just major fucking hypocrites. I mean, they started off with Chairman Mao, and you're not allowed to fucking sing, you're not allowed to play music, you're not allowed to do anything except follow in the footsteps of Chairman Mao, who sounds like a pretty dull guy. And then all of a sudden, he's gone and China stays the same. It's like evil fucking ruling class. You can't do this, you can't do that. We'll throw you in a dungeon kind of thing. But,
but they can do it.
You can start making money hand over fist by selling these people, by employing these people for slave labor and, basically everything that you buy at a dollar store comes from China.
Yeah.
And it's all crap. It's all crap.
It's and got lead in the paint
fuck. It's brutal. China is crap. I mean, it just is. I know some Chinese people, they're very Jewish acting. They're very like money, 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 money. That's all they want. They're not very anyway, they run a lot of convenience stores. It's just the way it is. The other thing I learned this week was about after you passed me that Bill Cooper interview with the 32nd Degree Mason.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. he explained a number of things, but what really stuck in my mind was just simply that as soon as you walk into a lodge, you are a Satan-worshipping sack of shit. And I don't care what degree Mason you are, everyone likes to wash it over and go, the lower-end Masons don't know shit. They don't know what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. I beg to differ. I think they know exactly what they're doing. They're at the bottom the bottom rung, but they're still they have ambition to climb that ladder. And
they know what is entailed in the ladder. Because one of the rules when you first join a Masonic lodge is to never, there's two main rules, never talk about politics and religion.
Okay.
And yet they, but they claim to be, they claim to be, in other words, about Jesus and, but he's never to be mentioned. Which is kind of strange.
That's just the cover story,
Right, exactly.
You go to the Masonic, you drive by the Masonic Lodge, there's like a picture of Jesus on the front door or whatever, and then you walk in, and there's like devil worship all around the fucking room.
I have a Masonic building near my house in Brooklyn, and it's a strange building because there's, I just know, when I got into this stuff and I always saw it there and never really thought about it. But then when I looked at it after I, you know, had some knowledge, and I looked at the building itself, there's absolutely no windows in it. It's a giant brick building with no windows. Let your mind wander with that.
True. You know, I think it was the Masons that designed the layout of Washington. And
yes, absolutely.
They were supposed to change London around. And I'll just say that there is a grand Masonic architect's building in Washington, D.C., and it doesn't have any windows.
Any building, any major building that's built in America, you know, large, like office building or structure, basically has a Masonic ritual done for the cornerstone to be laid.
Okay.
And they do a whole ritual with the corn and the oil and all of that on the stone itself so in other words, they're involved in every major building that goes up in America and elsewhere, you know.
Okay.
And a basic ritual is done to, like, anoint the building itself, I guess, to Satan.
Yeah. This basically. Building belongs to Satan! Anyways,
right.
We watched that show, I didn't see the whole thing, but we talked about it after. What I did today was I made three videos, one about Satan and the Masons and the Illuminati, one about why I use the pirate flag, and one about...
I meant to ask you about that.
Oh, basically, go ahead. Well, I just want to say yesterday I did one on, I was highly buzzed on coffee, and I did one on the truth. Not the truth, but the waking up, the total process. Because I saw this goddamn forsaken piece of crap video by some asshole who doesn't know shit.
Yeah.
And he equated waking up with, like, depression and all this other stuff. And I was like, you got it all wrong, motherfucker. So I actually sat down and just blurted out everything that I believed was the process of waking. And it was a good video. Not many people watched it. But, you know, I slap up a picture of Satan up there, and everyone was like, ooh, you know, check that out. That speaks to the nature of people's, like...
Right, it's all in the advertising.
Yeah.
you should put Satan on the picture of your videos, you'd get more views.
That's what I'm going to do.
Because sex
sells. Camel toe, that's what's next. the pyre flag and I wanted people to get the feeling that they're kind of being bad by watching my movie, but not really. You know, it's just it's just a logo. But really, it goes back to a particular pirate. I don't remember his name, but Blackbeard maybe. What was your question?
No, I was just curious why he would, you know. Flew that that pirate flag, James. And you just explained
Because basically I'm not flying every country's been hijacked, so the only good guys are the pirates.
Right.
Pirates are the ones that say, "Arr, fuck y'all, you're all shit." And they do their own thing and they end up having a lot of fun in the process. You know, If the days were, you know, 300 or 400 years ago, and I had a ship, I might be a pirate. You know, maybe I would. I don't know. But the point of it all is that it says it's dark, it's scary, it's like mysterious, it's this, that, you know, like gives all that impression.
Okay.
So anyway, and plus I was in the Navy, and and actually my job was flags. I did flag hoisting. I was a naval signalman. So that's why I have all these damn flags in my apartment. Yeah. Pardon me for burping. I had some Irish stew for dinner. You put up a post about the basically Putin telling his people to prepare for nuclear war. Meanwhile, you know, the Americans are coming. You know, they're driving through Europe in their fucking little column of tanks. Happily, you know, don't throw tomatoes at the Americans now.
Tomatoes and eggs.
I was like,
the Czechoslovakian.
Throw the fucking kitchen sink, man. Throw everything at them.
Throw shit at them.
Throw shit, exactly. Someone put dog shit in a bag and throw it at them. These
right,
people
like the Israelis spray
stuff.
Palestinians with.
Yeah, they're fucking evil, man. Actually, I saw this thing with the French. It was the French government or somewhere, some French government office or something. But the farmers drove up with their sprayers and aimed the shit right at the fucking the building.
Right.
The buildings were just totally coated in shit. That would be, you know, change the White House to the Brown House. Anyway, it's just an idea. But so the nukes, you know, the threat of nuclear war is here.
Yeah.
And people need to sort of like snap out of it now. Like there's no more waiting around. Snap out of it now, talk about it. This threat is real, and the reason it is real is because the US presidency has been hijacked for at least 20 or 30 years. It's all been leading up to this. And Putin's no better. He's a fucking lodge member himself. You know, it's all by design. These assholes are going to kill us all and then go underground and save their asses. It's the evil way.
Right.
And, you
it's
know.
The cowardly way.
You have a window of opportunity here. Are you going to do something or are you going to sit on your ass? That's my question. I'm going to sit on my ass because if I leave this place, I might not survive. But the point is that everybody else, you know, I did my work. I worked my ass off. I sat here for 2 years, and I told you everything you need to know, and I didn't make up any shit. It's all, you know, verifiable stuff. You know, some of it's hunches. I mean, at this point, some of it's hunches, but when you hear a headline like Putin's preparing for nuclear war, it means you should too. you know, life as you know it will cease to. Yeah, go ahead.
And I find it hysterical that Russia, you know, quote unquote, the you know, the bad people, you know, the enemy of the world, warns its citizens of nuclear, you know, potential nuclear war, and not a peep from America. You know, none of our leaders here in America or Canada, I'm sure, are saying to their citizens, you know, please, you know, be prepared. There might be, you know, there's a chance of nuclear war happening because, you know, we're poking Russia in the eye with our finger constantly.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, even if that headline is made up, there was always
from Europe. It was actually from Europe, the site. And even if it is, I'm saying it could possibly be just, people are getting so fed up with all of this that, in other words, they're upping the propaganda to, in other words, increase the fear in people to keep them at bay.
Right.
That was a thought that crossed my mind, too.
Oh, I maxed out the propaganda with my game over little picture there.
Well, they are running out of bullshit stories, basically, at this point. You know, they're getting to the end of their road, basically.
There was the other video. It was about Albert Pike. Now, this Mr. Pike, the Mason piece of shit from the 1800s, said this is what would happen in World War One, World War Two, and he's pretty much bang on. I mean, if he didn't actually, like, take a fucking time machine and go into the future and go back and write down what would happen, then he's a prophet, and he figured out what the fuck was going to happen. Or he decided what would happen, and that's what was manifested
before. Right, now they're following it like a playbook.
Exactly. So,
like I said before,
if you read the Third World War, I read it in the video. There's a, basically the, you know, it's ultimately to bring to light Lucifer, to bring Lucifer to light, Lucifer the light bringer, so they call him.
It's to kill the Christian. It's to pit the Christians against the Muslims.
No, it's the Zionists with the Muslims. And it's to
and
wipe
the
out the atheists and the Christians. So that you have
and to
people who are
nullify
like,
America.
To basically empty out the world. I mean, the whole world. It's all going to be wiped, bloody mess. And it says, it mentions that, it calls it a horror of, like, I mean, when you say horror, I think bloody mess. And you know, and this is what they're going by, and you know, this, I sort of tie it all into the Masonic and the Illuminati. You know, you're evil Jew, but you're probably Masonic, and you're a president, but you're probably Masonic, and you're a queen, but you're probably like a Zionist Masonic or whatever. But it's all tied together in the end, and you know, these people have a place to live underground in underneath Denver Airport, miles and miles of tunnels and caverns and whatever civilization they want to live underground.
Yeah.
But they're sure doing a number on the Earth. I mean, they're wiping out everything with chemtrails, with the GMOs. I mean, they're destroying everything. It seems like as if on purpose. You know, fracking, is that really necessary? I mean, I mean, come on. We're kind of helpless to stop it because our heads are up our asses and, you know, we can't see anything or hear anything or sense anything. It's just all dark in there. And, you know, like, when you're living in the dark, you know, a gunshot could go off next to you and you wouldn't know what the fuck's going on, you know? Like, that's why I advocate people taking their head out of their ass. It's the modern new thing to do, to wipe the shit off your fucking head and your face and clear your eyes out and clear your ears out and sort of, like, become alert and pay attention and hear, see, sense what's going on and act accordingly. And if you don't know what the fuck's going on, ask. You know, there might be someone around who actually knows what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
The same people that you call the conspiracy theorist and, you know, they're the ones that will save your fucking ass from annihilation, basically. So, but what we need is, like, a concerted effort to bring a lot of people together to go and I don't think it's, you know, appropriate to just sit on our ass in front of these Capitol buildings. I think it's more appropriate to, like, you know, do something a little more interesting. I mean, I really do think that that would send a clear message to everybody that, you know, like, this is a bunch of crap and they're trying to kill us and blah, 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 you know, like, you know the story.
Yes, I do.
Well, if you're at a loss for words, let me do this. Shame on all human beings who are fucking stupid and ignorant and apathetic and egotistical and selfish and fucking have brought about this fucking potential demise of humankind on planet Earth. Because if this is the case, you are responsible. You deserve punishment. And I swear to God, if I had a whip, I'd whip every fucking one of you. You know, it would take a long fucking time, but I would do it. I would make you, feel a little bit of wrath for you know, being so careless. And, okay, so I'm done.
And,
seems to go outside.
And we also need to, like you said, be proactive and in taking action, and, you know, real action, which is, you know, I mean, the whole thing in America here with senators and congressmen creating laws and tax loopholes, you know, for corporations that they're all basically invested in and are profiting from.
Right.
You know, allow these giant corporations like Apple to sell their product, you know, build their products out of the country in places like China and stuff. Ship them here, sell them, and not pay one penny in taxes on the profits they make.
Right.
And this is made all legal by the people that are supposedly, you know, representing us and representing our best interests. And
I have a solution.
Go for it. Let me hear it.
You want to hear it?
Absolutely.
Right. Here's the deal. Say fuck you to the dollar and start trading beans. I mean it.
Right.
Beans, man.
Seeds.
Fuck it.
Seeds,
beans, they're worth whatever they're worth. You know, pay in beans, pay in seeds.
Right.
You can grow your money.
Right.
Literally.
And literally, and, they're passing laws in a lot of counties here in America that you can't grow, you know, your own vegetables, like in your front yard, your backyard.
Oh, yeah.
They're actually making it illegal to grow your own food, which, you know, but people are challenging them. You know, there was a famous case in Florida where the people, you know, they ripped up their lawn and grew, you know, their whole front yard full of vegetables, made a giant garden. And the neighbors all complained. And, I mean, what are you complaining about? It's beautiful plants, you know, it's food.
Right.
And the county basically, you know, fined them and all this stuff. So, I mean, if people don't see that, you know, your government is working against you, you know, for just basic rights, you know, to the right to grow your own food. How much more basic can you get than that?
Right.
And they're making it illegal for you to do that? And they still,
have the
nutsack to call this America?
They're doing it for rainwater. They're doing it for anybody who wants
that
to
too.
Live off the grid.
Right.
And, you know.
Florida did that too. They said you have to be hooked up to
plans.
The electric system.
They
you
don't
can't
want
run,
anyone
you know,
their fingers.
In other words, you can't run your electricity of your house like off, you know, purely off solar or even generators. You have to be hooked up to the grid. Or
right.
they will take your house away and all your freedom along with it.
It's just, what happens is you can let them come and get you one by one and
right.
pick you off one by one. Or you can all get together and say, fuck you to the man, fuck you to the... And basically, you know, stand together as one. You know, it's got to be done. It has to be done. And it has to be done, like, pronto.
Right.
And, you know, how do you organize that? I don't know. You just, people take to the streets and start screaming and yelling and just fucking, you know, march towards some general direction. You know, I mean, it's got to be done. And if it's not done, well, then back to being picked off one by one. It's just, you know, what's it going to be? You know, if you don't do your laundry on Sunday, then you don't have clean clothes to go to work on Monday. It's just a logical
right.
process that you work through, and you know, in spite of how much pain and anguish and you know distaste it brings you, it's got to be done. And
right.
those people that stay home and sit on their ass and play video games while this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Should be shamed. I mean, really.
Right.
They should be shamed. I told them. They're pieces of shit. They don't give a fuck. And, you know, you'll see in the end how many people actually do have a heart and really do care. It's like the same saying as when, you know, when you're at your lowest, you know who your friends are. Well, the truth of the matter is, it's like when I've been at my lowest, I've been, I wouldn't say lucky. I mean, I earn my friendships, but the true friends, the real ones, they're few and far between.
Absolutely.
So,
the same
it's a
thing.
Tough one, man.
Yep.
Still, it has to be done.
Right.
And it has to be done everywhere.
Right.
All over the world, you know, like the world is waking up. That's what it is.
Yeah. It needs to at this point because they're on, and, you know, I mean, to really, if you really take a look at your leaders, you know, globally, all over the world, there are no real plans on the table, you know, to solve any of the world's, you know, immediate real, you know, bad problems, you know, at all.
Which they created.
Right. And basically they're treating it like, you know, life is, just goes on as usual, and they're treating it like an endless garden party. And,
yeah, it's, well, they want to keep people in suspended animation. I still
right,
see advertisements for, you know, something next month or whatever. But in my mind, it's like there won't be a next month. So,
right.
You know, it's they're keeping people sort of on a high dose of, like, retardedness. And,
and the big thing is
we're
going to
get
the,
rammed up the ass, like, bang.
Right. The big thing still is, and always will be, until it's changed, is the materialistic aspect. You know, what people need to really understand is that all these leaders, you know, in America and all these other countries, you know, they're all heavily invested in all these companies that are, like I said, all these corporations that, you know, are basically sucking all these countries dry, their real wealth, because they don't pay taxes, they don't put back into the systems that are affording them all these profits. And the only thing they push down your throat constantly is buy, buy, buy. You know, just shop and you know, object fetishism.
The economy.
Right.
Yeah, the economy.
Which,
you gotta spend money. You know,
but what people
we won't
aren't understanding is the more you're buying,
we'll
the more they're sucking out of your country, and you're actually helping them to kill your country and bankrupt it.
Oh, there you go.
Because all these
yeah.
corporations are not paying taxes at all
right.
on all the profits. They remove, you know, like here in America, like all these corporations, they move their profits offshore, you know, to the Caribbean and, you know, Switzerland.
Yep.
You know, like, what is it, General Electric, you know, would owe, you know, whatever it is, like $13, $14 billion a year in taxes, and they don't have to pay a dime.
Right.
Even companies like Caterpillar, you know, the bulldozer company, they pay zero in taxes in America. How do they get away with this? Because the leaders are allowing it, and they create laws to make it legal. And people just sit and take it, and that's what needs to change. All these companies
well,
and everything
so...
need to be boycotted, especially companies like Apple, you know. 91 million cell Apple phones were sold in America last year alone.
Yeah.
They make about $200 profit off each phone. So, you know, do the mathematics on that. And that's just one corporation. 91 million times 200 is what? Like $180 million in profit that just waltzed right out of America without a penny of it, you know, going back into the system? That's such a huge crime. It's insane. And nobody bats an eyelash, and they line up in droves to buy these phones.
I know there's been pushes, you know, like people are like no to the TPP, but no to the net neutrality, no to this, no to that, you know, like it doesn't matter, like everybody's like sign this petition, you know, like okay, fine, I'll sign it, you know. But it doesn't go anywhere because they look at it and then they just burn it. You know, like they don't care about it. They'll do whatever they're going to do, no matter what they want to do. And everyone in Congress and Senate is like at least like more than half is are millionaires and above. So these people are already, you know, involved in tax loopholes and in the pockets of corporations that they're representatives of the people, but they're not. They're representatives of the corporations.
Right.
And the corporations are, you know, they're part of a growth or a spore or a mushroom, you know, like.
Well, it's basically fascism. Because fascism,
well, yeah.
the true definition of fascism is the marriage of government and corporations. And you can't deny, you know, all the people, especially here in America, all the congressmen especially, they are all in, you know, invested heavily in all these corporations. And they let them get away with murder. And the country is being looted in this way.
Yeah, like
all the real wealth is being sucked out of this country, slowly and surely.
Everybody's a sucker. All the people in
right.
the world are suckers. We're being suckered by rich assholes to make them richer and make us poorer. And there's more of us than there are of them. But they keep us
right.
stupid so that we don't realize what's going on.
Right.
We don't
and
know
they
what
distract
we can't
you
organize
with the
culture. And we can't. You know, and then not only that, they wiretap us, they listen to everything, they data mine
right.
all our information.
If you try to organize
against
them, they come in and arrest you.
Pardon me, the next thing you know, they're going to fucking, you know, well, after they nuke us, they're going to put chips in all of us, and
right.
we will be slaves. You know, like, we're yeah. already slaves, but we'll really be slaves. And, like,
uh-huh.
you'll never, ever, ever get out of it
right.
for eternity, or at least until
right.
the next cycle of the coming of Christ or whatever the fuck.
Right.
You know, they say it'll either be 1,000 years of good or 1,000 years of evil, but
yeah.
that's just a rough estimate. But,
yeah.
you know, once all this shit goes down, the masters will the rich and powerful will become the masters. They'll be,
mm-hmm.
they'll think they're gods, even though they don't even
right.
understand the concept. And, we will be slaves or like less than human.
Right.
And, It's coming, man. It's coming, and
right.
you know.
A great analogy. A great analogy I heard from the guy I listened to, Terrence McKenna, is he basically stated
right.
that it's going to get to a point where there's going to be small little pockets around the world of, you know, vast wealth and heavily guarded, you know, with extreme technological weapons, and the rest of the world will be hell. You know, will be a wasteland.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to come down to.
And this is where, you know, I used to watch stuff, and I watched a series called Robotech when I was younger, and
uh-huh.
it was a bleak future, but it was like aliens came and destroyed the world, and the world was destroyed.
Right.
But, I mean, the bleakness that I was conditioned to accept and understand as a young kid is
right.
what I anticipate. And,
right.
you know, but I'm not going to be caught with my pants down. These people, if they do attack, I'm not going to stick around and wait for them to kill me or then the zombies to kill me. You know, I'm getting the fuck out of here. You know, I'm going to run for the hills, fuck.
Right.
That's not running with your tail between your legs. That's like using your brain
it's
and getting the
survival
fuck out of trouble.
Instinct. Right.
Right. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you stay in the city after all the shit goes down, well, you're in... You're asking for it. I mean,
right.
there's no real. You can't. You can grow a garden on the roof of a building, maybe, but the point being is that it's not ideal. It's you don't want to be in a city or a town. You want to get the
right.
fuck out
mm-hmm.
and regroup, and you know.
Right.
You're
well,
more
these
effective
big cities.
Of,
I'm saying, if it comes down to that, big cities are the worst place to be because there's going to be so much death. You know, and disease spread just from all the dead bodies of all the dead people that die, starve to death, all of that, you know.
Sure.
And whoever's left will be killing each other for whatever's left in the city. You know, the city's the worst place to be.
I don't know the names of the nukes or anything, but I do know that the typical nuke has blast radius of 400 kilometers. So, not blast radius, but radiation radius, like immediate... Immediate,
what's that, about like 250 miles or something? Or?
Yeah, about that. Maybe.
In miles, roughly?
Yeah, 290 miles, I'd say.
Yeah, it's close to 300 miles.
So, you know, the safest place to be for me would be like way up northern Ontario, fuck.
Right. I'd be hanging up near the North Pole.
Yeah, that'd be real, Steve.
Not even joking.
Unless they do that.
Yep.
You know, there's stuff you can take for radiation, but don't buy Alex Jones's vitality pills. Or, you know, there's look up radiation sickness and find out what you can get in advance. But that's just to be – they call people preppers as, like, an insult, just like they call people conspiracy theorists as an insult.
Right.
Conspiracy theorists, I'm going to McDonald's. You know, like, people who just don't care about anything – need I say it again? Being prepared, there's nothing fucking wrong with that. So, all the power to you if you are.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm not prepared. I was
Me neither.
Prepared, but I'm, you know, I kind of tell people sometimes, like, there's this thing called the Halifax explosion. Have you heard of it?
No. What was that, like a chemical plant
Halifax
or something?
Halifax is a valley, and at the turn of the century, during World War One, there was a munition ship parked,
and there was
a gas ship that crashed into it.
Vaguely remember reading about this.
And, you know, they both caught fire, and everybody knew, you know, like, get the fuck over the hill. And this one guy in a box telegraphed to the oncoming train with like 300 people on it, you know, stop the damn train, stop the damn train, stop the damn train. And he stopped the train, but then it blew up and he died. And that's the moral of the story is like people are willing to put their lives on the line to save your ass. You should have all the respect in the world for that. And don't take that shit for granted, because if you survive because of them, you owe them your life, kind of thing. And, you know, that's what I like to think of myself as, but it hasn't happened yet, so it's not really the truth. But I aspire to be that kind of guy, you know, like someone who saves people selflessly. But I don't know. It seems to me that you're you're a similar type of guy in the way you talk and the way you know the stuff you send out, the messages you send, and so on. And you know, just because we're not ready doesn't mean that everybody else shouldn't be. If you have an opportunity to be ready, be ready.
Absolutely. Even if it's just a bug out bag, you know, some dried food, some couple of gallons of water, medical supplies, flashlight, batteries, etc. You know, the usual list that goes in a bug out bag. Because you never know, you just never know, and you know, put all your eggs in one basket of you know, the government's, you know, gonna maintain my security no matter what is just, you know, extremely stupid.
it's not wise. A wise man would say, "Don't put your eggs all in one basket." You know, like because the basket you get crushed, and then all the eggs are gone.
Always have a plan B, James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a plan C.
Right. Exactly. A couple of plans.
I kind of do. I just don't want to tell everybody on the air. I figured it would be done by now. But tell us.
Maybe we got some bonus time.
What's your favorite type of sweet food?
I've been kind of jonesing on chunky cocoa chocolate chip cookies. Not regular chocolate chip cookies, but you know, they're like almost black, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like cocoa chunks, you know, they're like fudge chocolate chip cookies, kind of.
Well, I just got Chips Ahoy. What do you call it?
They're good, too.
With when you bite into it, it's all chocolate.
Yeah.
Fucking good, man. I eat like a whole shitload of them.
And we eat a lot of Entenmann's cakes. I don't know if they got Entenmann's where you are, but Entenmann's like
we're done.
Okay.
I think it's done. It just gave me your episode has ended, blah, blah, blah. I can still hear you.
Yeah.
maybe
the fans will get a behind-the-scenes clip.
So long. Farewell. Have a good show or whatever. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow, if there is a tomorrow. And take care. Have a good night.
You too, James.
All right.
All right, man. Bye.